was riding on the sidewalk. The gold Lexus SUV came to a stop with her front bumper in the crosswalk. But she had come to a stop, so I proceeded out around her bumper.
Gretchen Seth is walking with an aluminum walker and a large cast around her leg. She says her accident happened the weekend of the Sea and Sky Spectacular Air Show at the beaches. She was on her bike crossing this Winn-Dixie parking lot exit on Solana Road and State Road 81A.
When she saw the opening, she hit the gas, and that's when she hit me. And when she rushed over to me as I was in the road, she said, "I'm so sorry, I didn't see you. I was looking left, I didn't see you."
She says a St. Johns County Sheriff's deputy arrived shortly thereafter, then an ambulance took her to Mayo Clinic. As she's telling her story, another cyclist whips by on the sidewalk. Richard Weber says he passed by her shortly after Seth's accident and saw her lying on the road.
"Every day I go to the ocean and swim, and every day I see people screwing up in a way that's, it's like 101 driving school that you would get in high school."
Weber says he knows many people who've been in cycling accidents in the area. Even Seth wasn't shocked by her crash, but she was shocked at what happened next.
The nurses in the hospital were kind enough to call the Florida Highway Patrol to try to get a copy of the accident report, and they were told that none would be available till later in the week, that they had up to 5 days to produce one for us.
Seth followed up when she got out of the hospital, but the Highway Patrol told her there was never a report filed about the accident. Without one, the responsible driver can't be held accountable for bike repairs, medical bills, or lost wages. When Seth called the sheriff's office, they told her they had no record of an officer's even responding to the scene. But Seth says she was sure an officer was there. She remembers looking at the deputy's car as she clenched her leg in pain. Her lawyer, Chris Burns, says the sheriff's office broke Florida law by not filing a police report.
Florida law says that any time there's an accident involving an automobile where there's property damage which exceeds $500 or bodily injuries, then an accident report has to be conducted.
When WJCT contacted the sheriff's office, a spokesman repeated what they told Seth. No record of the accident exists. But the Florida Highway Patrol says a St. John sheriff deputy did respond and called the state agency for backup. FHP records show the deputy then canceled the call, saying the people involved didn't want a report written. WJCT presented the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office with that timeline. Commander Chuck Mulligan said, finally, a deputy did respond but left when another call came in.
"Obviously an error did occur somewhere, and it was someone within our agency who relayed the information to FHP that the individuals didn't require a crash report. And so we don't know where that data came from at this point, and we're going to look into it."
Mulligan doesn't know why he canceled the call to FHP. A new deputy has been assigned to Seth's case and is canvassing the area for the driver of the gold Lexus SUV. Mulligan also says an administrative review is underway to figure out what caused the communication breakdown. Doctors say Seth should make a full recovery within about 2 months. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.